Well, on the lighter side of things, Super Bowl Sunday is always a big day for pizza makers. Pizza Hut and Domino's alone will sell nearly 30 million slices during the game. Just regular slices, though, not the state-of-the-art slices that they're making for the U.S. military out in Natick, Massachusetts. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman delivered our report.
You'd think he would have figured it out in basic training, but no. Napoleon had to learn it the hard way. In 1812, his invasion of Russia reached as far as Moscow. But Napoleon's supply lines were stretched too thin. With his army starving, he beat a hasty retreat too late. Hundreds of thousands of French troops died of hunger.
An army marches on its stomach, so you have to feed the soldiers.
U.S. Army combat vet David Aceta should know. For a quarter of a century, Aceta ate army chow while serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, Bosnia, and Kosovo.
You can't expect soldiers to move on the battlefield, move to the battlefield, without having the right kind of food at the right time.
These days, David Aceta is public affairs officer at the Department of Defense Combat Feeding Directorate at the U.S. Army Natick Soldier Research Development and Engineering Center. It's a mouthful. Perhaps appropriate, because here, in a huge test kitchen, researchers whip up foods for future warriors fighting on land, sea, and the air.
If you want to walk over here, we can show you.
Senior food technologist Michelle Richardson leads the way past researchers in white lab coats, armed with clipboards, who peer into pots and pans.
Yeah, this is a pilot plant, and this is where we do our product development.
Nobody knows the GI's GI track like the military food techs at Natick. For 50 years, they've been developing special MREs, meals ready to eat, foods for special missions. New are the first strike rations, low-weight, nutritionally dense, high-energy finger foods designed to sustain troops on the front lines, in jungles, deserts, and mountaintops. To pass muster, foods have to stay fresh and have a shelf life of 3 years at 80 degrees and 6 months at 100 without refrigeration.
We do have a shelf-stable bagel, and it's actually part of our first strike ration. And so we have an Asiago cheese, we have a plain, we also have a blueberry bagel.
Creating a first strike bagel was tough, but the real challenge, the holy grail of military MREs and the most requested, is pizza. It's deceptively simple. Dough, sauce, and cheese. But senior food tech Michelle Richardson says making a slice to military specs has been elusive.
When you combine all of these ingredients, they all have different characteristics. Sauce has more water than dough. So if you put a sauce on a dough and it has too much moisture, the moisture is going to migrate to the dough, making it very soggy. So one of the things we have to do is manipulate what we call the water activity by adding specific ingredients to the dough, to the sauce, get a specialized cheese, and we have to make sure that these water activities complement each other.
A key to perfecting pizza that stays fresh even after sitting on a shelf for 1,000 days was the invention of a proprietary packet filled with iron filings. It soaks up moisture and rusts so the pizza doesn't become a moldy petri dish. Again, David Aceta of the Natick Research Development and Engineering Center.
We have professional taste testers, but we also test extensively with the soldiers because they're the ones who are going to be consuming these out in the field, in the cold, in the rain, sitting on a mountainside in Afghanistan, and it has to be good and it has to be something that they're going to want to eat and enjoy eating.
For the military, food is far more than fuel. It's a taste of home, a morale booster. In Pentagon speak, a force multiplier that can amp up a fighter's effort. And because variety is the spice of life, especially at the front, the prototype pizza comes in plain cheese or topped with pepperoni. It's made from turkey, says senior food technologist Michelle Richardson.
There are some warfighters who do not want to eat pork. There are some countries that won't allow you to bring pork in. So turkey is an option. It's just an alternative.
You guys think of everything.
Yeah, we kind of have to.
It smells good, actually.
The Army will begin field testing its pseudo-pepperoni pizza in August. I got an early sampling.
It's good. Not big enough, though.
It's not big enough?
It's not big enough.
Oh, yeah, that's not the final. I'm just doing the product development. Mm. Eventually, this is going to transition to our end item team, and they're going to determine the size and shape and things like that.
And, of course, if you're going to make pizza for the military, you have to deliver. David Aceta.
These may be airdropped by parachute in remote location, or they may be dropped from a helicopter from an altitude of 50 feet without a parachute.
Pizza a la Pentagon. Hopefully, our troops will love it. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Kelderman.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Everybody.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
That's wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, presenting Bill T. Jones in Storytime, a new dance work inspired by John Cage, February 21st through 23rd, ICABoston.org.